Interview.
2 jours.
À cette soirée Dub to Love depuis le théâtre de Die et en compagnie de mon camarade Ismo avec Romain Wedding Dub.
Salut.
Nico et Sabrina de Dub Engine.
Salut.
Salut.
Est-ce que vous voulez vous présenter vous-même in italiano, in English?
Okay, we are Dub Engine from Italy. We are a duo playing dub music since 2009. And we started in the street, like a free dub project at the beginning. And then we moved into a real proper studio and producing our music. We just discovered this beautiful place called Die. It's the first time, the very first time we play in this place. And we are really, really excited to play tonight here, guys.
Ok, dites-nous en plus sur votre projet, par exemple, qui fait quoi?
There's no role in this project, we both do things, and we live together as a couple, so our normal day life is waking up in the morning and get some inspiration in some way to start to make music, and be angry every time, because inspiration never comes, and then you have to turn on the interrupters in your brain to make the input come. So there's no role, as I said, in this project. So we both are musicians, we are both players of instruments, so we just play bass, piano, guitars and drums, percussions and so on. So we are both doing things, and when we exchange a lot in our production, so every time we need some new things to inject into the project, we go and search for other musicians to get involved into the project. So just for information, right now we are working with a really good player of mandolino and mandola from Italy. His name is Gaio, he's a really good guy. We are working together on these new tunes involving some ethnic music from the tradition of Italy, Italian story and music.
Tout a été dit, Sabrina?
I don't know what I have to say. Per me la dub è stata una scoperta, sì, che mi ha fatto conoscere Nicolò, un genere che mi ha fatto conoscere Nicolò, perché conoscevo più la ska, la rocksteady, anche se sono cresciuta con la reggae music, perché mio padre era un musicista e suonava intorno alla Giamaica, alle isole caraibiche. Quindi sono cresciuta in uno studio dove si suonava reggae, però la dub propriamente l'ho conosciuta dopo ed è stato un mondo completamente nuovo e interessante, soprattutto perché insieme abbiamo messo il nostro, e specialmente la psichedelia, quell'approccio psichedelico che da cui vengo io, dal rock, dalla musica sperimentale, specialmente il rock e il blues, e mettere questi generi anche nella voce, nelle liriche, mi è piaciuto molto sperimentare. Ed è stato un trip che non finisce più, sono passati 15 anni ed è interessante. Continuare.
Est-ce que c'est toi qui amènes la mélodie dans le duo?
Le melodie dipende dalle canzoni, perché un'idea può partire da una idea di un testo, di una melodia appunto, o di un testo, oppure può partire da un giro di basso suo o un giro di basso mio. Non ci sono regole, non ci sono non c'è un canone, diciamo, quindi mettiamo influenze diverse e in base si creano anche canzoni molto diverse tra di loro.
Vous vous inspirez de la musique traditionnelle italienne?
Ah no, not so much. No. Even if we grown up with this music, personally speaking, I have all my parents, my family, that is, they are musicians in traditional ethnic music. My brother plays the traditional fisarmonica, for example, the accordion. Or my grandpa was a mandolino player. So we grown up in this, but we don't put this in dub engine music. Yeah, but we have some influences from there. Yes, definitely yes. Yeah.
Et Sabrina nous disait que sa famille avait aussi des liens avec la musique jamaïcaine de ton côté aussi.
Me, no, I don't have so roots in from my parents in Jamaican music. My parents listen to totally different styles of music. Even if my father was a great fan of psychedelic music from rock from the 70s. So I'm talking about the 13 Floors Elevators or Led Zeppelin and so on. So that probably can be my influence in psychedelic music, but in reggae, they are not so reggae lovers. I discovered reggae in my region, La Puglia. I come from Bari, is the La Botte de la Italy, the south of Italy, and there's a lot of reggae music there because it's the Jamaica of Italy. So reggae.
J'aurais adoré être des Pouilles.
It's perfect area for reggae music and dub as well. So a lot of sound system started to push this music before in south and then in north side of Italy. Even
there are many Italian artists such as Albo Rossi, yeah, who had a great great popularity in Jamaica, mm-hmm, and Italy is a country which has great reggae music because it's known. I know Paolo Baldini, the Fels as well.
Reggae Sardinia music. Bass legalize.
Yeah. You mentioned a great name from that Italian peninsula. Yeah, but, as I said, reggae is part of our nation, and all the evolution of this music are also part of our nation too. This time, it's been hard to push people into dub, in my opinion, in Italy, because there's a lot of involvement into reggae more than dub. Bring the people to join in this psychedelic experience, as I can say, is a little bit more harder respect to push the people in the reggae music, the traditional reggae music events. But for what I'm seeing, the last 10 years has been really crucial for the development of this kind of music. So we are really happy for this because it means that as Italians, we made a great job with promotion of events and with promotion of this music, also in our place.
Est-ce parce que le dub est une musique principalement instrumentale?
Oh, I really don't know, because there's also messages in dub, but I think it's some kind of probably discomfort of dub events.
More bass.
Yeah, a lot of bass. Yeah. It's something that you need to feel in extreme way. So if you are up to extreme things, and more or less if you're up to feel the music with the body, you're okay with dub. So
and your brain
too. Yeah, it's something that needs to be synchronized, body and brain. And sometimes in Italy this does happen. So basically, the stomach is synchronized as Italians with the brain more than the body.
You know, Romain? Quelle question vous voudriez-vous lui poser pour lancer son interview?
Frankly speaking, I can say that first, my first experience with Roman was a virtual experience, not a real one. Yeah. Was a virtual because I saw your videos playing melodica on YouTube when I was really kid, in a reggae like a festival, was kind of festival somewhere, and I was really impressed of what you were doing on a stage with a melodica. Okay. And I said, okay, that's really cool. That's really cool what this guy is doing in France. And it was the first time I see you. It was a virtual meeting with you. The real meeting with you for the first time was in Udine a long time ago. Long time ago. Yeah, more than 15 years ago. And we were like fucking kids, really kids. I can say some bad words, okay? We are really kids. 2008, 2009, and we played with David Warrior Charge sound system and Roots Crew. You came with MC Oliva, the guy from the Blackboard Jungle that was singing with you. And was the first time we meet really, not virtually. Okay, Romain, what is your feeling about playing this kind of music, being involved in this lifestyle, okay? Yeah, yeah. This lifestyle after so many years?
When I start to make dub music, it was like a no in France. Not a lot of people didn't know about dub music. When I spoke to my friend, I said to my friend, hey, I play dub music. And all my friends say, ah, dub music is cool music to chill, to make love with your girl. It's a chill music. I say, yeah, okay, come with me to Iwation Stepa Session. You will see if it's a chill music. So for me, it was the beginning of the thing. What I love in dub music is you can mix the history of reggae music with the melody, with the lyrics, with a decade of history, and you can mix it with a new generation thing, with more electronical stuff, with a new equipment now.
Et la musique traditionnelle, comme on le disait.
Complètement, complètement. One part for me, dub music is always reggae music. Some people consider dub music as a part of electronic music. By my side, is a part of reggae music, as a ska music, as a roots music, as dancehall music. Dubstep for me is more part of electronic music.
Yeah, I agree.
And I love the roots base of our music. The message for me is very important. As we used to say, we used to speak about sound system culture, that it's like word, sound and power. And some English friend always told me that the first word is words. Words is first, then sound, then power. So I love to have big sound system, big bass, and to make big thing, to work on the sound with filter and things like that, with lot of delay, reverb and things like that. But I try to never forget that this is reggae music. That's my little point of view about it.
Pour toi, c'est quoi la reggae music? C'est de la musique à message qui doit défendre quelque chose, être engagé.
For me, reggae music is like a blues music. It's a blues from Jamaica. It's a music of sufferer. Some people used to consider reggae music as a happy music. It's fun, it's happy, and it's sunshine and beautiful. No, this is not reggae music. Reggae music was born in the field, in the cotton field. Reggae music was born from suffering people. That's why the message is so important. I can't imagine, just for me, to make a reggae song who speak about, I don't know, a beautiful woman in the swimming pool and blah blah blah. And,
oui, mais toi, tu produis beaucoup d'instrumentaux.
Yes, 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 yes. And yes, I like to do some instrumentals. And as you can hear, if you listen to my music, the instrumental is always about reggae music. Even if I try to experiment, because I think that the music is a question of experimentation since the beginning, from King Tubby to Lee Perry, and it's always about experimentation in studio. But the solid background, the roots are reggae music. Basically, it's the matching for me. About instrumental music, the music is a message by itself. Yeah. Basically, you have two ears, you listen, you like is okay, you don't like, you listen to other music. That's as simple as that.
Hearing what Romain told us about the reggae influence, what is for you the reggae influence? Does it appear in your music or not very much because you're into other research?
We have experimental approach.
Yeah.
And we came from punk. When we grew up in the squats, and we like the subculture, different subculture, and we listen punk, grunge, stoner for years and years, and psychedelic music for years and years, and that's why probably we put so much this kind of music in our project with electronic approach. With using the machine like an instrument for express what our feeling, and with generally with no rules. We don't care about we are in the general in dub music, so we have to do this with this and this rules.
Vous diriez que vous n'utilisez pas les techniques du genre?
Not always. I don't think so much.
The fact that we need to follow the rules of the dub music, for example, using some kind of reverbs, like spring reverbs, or using some kind of delay, it's like forcing us to follow something like forcing us to follow some rules. So sometimes we are we follow these rules. Sometimes we don't want to follow these rules. So we are in and out. That's the approach, in and out. And it's really, there's more fun into this, because if you're always following the rule, at some point you get bored about what you do. So it's just for inject more spicy in our life, in our musical production. So we try to explore different worlds. So every kind of music can inject into this, even if we respect and we know very well what is the foundation of this music. So the word, sound and power that Romain was saying is the main steps to be into this music. But sometimes we also like to change the order. Why not? Like sound, word and power, or power, word and sound. Okay, just change sometimes the order. Or sound and sound, or or three times words, like words and words, because there's some really nice things that we want to transmit, so we focus on words and not on music. So every time is different.
Du coup, toi, tu les fais péter, les codes, Romain, Wedding Dub. À quel moment est-ce que tu t'autorises de sortir ?
Ah, je vais faire une réponse un peu con, mais en vrai, basically, what you need to listen music, you need ears, and you need a heart. If you go to session, you need legs to dance. You listen, if you like, it's okay. If you don't like, listen another music. Some people in dub music don't like the new generation of dub music, especially in France, because they used to mix some electronical food with the reggae heritage. Quand est-ce que je fais péter les codes? Bah, je sais pas. Hein. I used to say that we don't choose the music we do. We do the music and something happens. Sometimes it's with big electronic sound. Sometimes it's just a violin or a piano. And I used to say that we don't choose the music we do. Sometimes I go to the studio and I, in my head, I say, okay, I will do some roots reggae music, and at the end it's the heavyweight stepper. And I start with just a piano. We don't choose, honestly. So if you like, it's okay. If you don't like, it's okay too. We live in a free world.
y a des morceaux que vous ne voulez jamais jouer?
Yes, yes, of course. Yeah, we have it. We have a lot of. I don't know, because after years, at some point, we start to hate our songs. Yes. Not every song. Some songs. A couple of songs. Not all the.
Toi aussi. About the song we play live, it really depends about what kind of session do you play. I won't play the same live if I play for a special dub session as if I play in a big festival with different kind of music. You don't play the same if you play at 8 o'clock than if you play at 2 in the morning. You don't play the same if you have many youth people in the venue or if you have older people in the venue. You don't play the same if you play before a hip-hop band and after a techno DJ, I don't know. You don't play the same. The main goal is to make people happy and to make people spend a good time in the session. So you have to adapt yourself to the session.
Totally agree with what Romain said, yeah.
Our set is our set, and we play generally we have our flow.
Et c'est quoi ton heure préférée pour jouer?
Around 1 to 3.
Et toi?
I don't know. Depend of the session one more time. I never know what I will play.
Yeah.
For sure. True. Tonight. Honestly, I don't know what I will play tonight. I have some tune in my computer. And when I will arrive 1 hour before to play, I will look to the session, listen what plays the guy before me, what will play the guy after me, look to the people, and honestly, I don't know what I will play tonight, and it's always like that. It's always about improvisation. The improvisator dubs, you know them, the famous French dub band used to say that dub is about improvisation, and that's totally what I do. I have a lot of tune in the computer, and I will see. Maybe I will play new tune, maybe I will play unreleased, maybe I will play old tune. Maybe it will be calm. If people are calm, I won't arrive. You can't arrive at 8 o'clock in the beginning of the session and play a fucking heavyweight stepper, blah, 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 blah. No, man. People is just here. People just arrive. People is drinking a beer. Stay cool. And in the same way, I won't play a piano thing at 3 o'clock in the morning when people, I won't arrive with a piano tune. This is no sense.
Carrément. Les gens sont déjà trop perchés. Instant promo, promotional time. De Benjane, Romain, puisque tu avais la parole, promo en français.
Bah écoute, je prépare en ce moment mon 7e album, que j'espère sortir courant 2025. Voilà, à peu près tout ce que je peux te dire, parce qu'encore une fois, je ne sais pas trop ce qu'il y aura dedans, c'est en cours.
Une tournée?
J'espère.
Et là, tu tournes ou pas? Qu'est-ce que tu fous là?
Là, bah, je me suis perdu, écoute, je suis monté dans un train ce matin, et ça m'a amené à Die, et j'ai vu de la lumière, je suis rentré.
Ouais, ça. Normalement t'es repose.
C'est ça, ouais, normalement je fais rien. Je sais pas ce que je fous là, encore la faute à Gizmo ça.
Regarde, il y a le train qui passe.
Romain, des labels, des envies?
Bah écoute, j'ai créé mon label en 2015, si je dis pas de conneries, qui s'appelle Wise and Dubwise. Donc j'ai sorti 3 albums et quelques maxis sur ce label, et puis bah, le prochain album sera aussi sur ce label, Wise and Dubwise. C'est ça pour moi.
T'es un dé quoi?
Ah ouais, complètement, ouais. Ouais.
Promo de Benjain.
Oui. Nous avons un new song that we want to release right now in the next month, post-apocalyptic dub from our studio. And then we just released a vampire song. It's a song... It's a tune about vampires that we shot in the woods of our place near Bologna. At the end, we will do a new album that will collect all these new songs and the other tunes that we are still unreleased that we are playing live tonight.
La date?
We don't have dates. We are so open.
Soon,
but we don't have exactly the date.
Cool. Right now, because we have the project still ongoing, so as I said before, we are still recording mandolin and stuff and guys, so we are taking the advantages to push some colors more into it, and so we want to do the thing properly and finish the things during the year, this year for sure.
Ouais, parce que ça fait longtemps que vous n'avez pas fait d'album.
Yes, we really lover of life and sounds as well.
Des enfants?
We don't have kids right now, but we have a lot of cats.
Okay.
We prefer balls and yes, we're A lot of we love nature and we love to live life with music.
Because we find a house in the countryside and we move our studio and we create a new studio.
So we totally.
Yeah, we change it completely our style from the city center to the countryside. So it was in the first time a little bit difficult. You know, you have to cut the wood, you have to put the stuff for the winter. Was very fully immersion, but now we are in the creative part, so now we want to close the tune, and for us it's a little bit difficult because usually when we create a tune we like to play in the live show, no, and it's different, it's open, the tune continue to be open, and we usually played for years and years the same tune, and in the years change the tune, and when you have to close the tune, it's definitely, it's not experimental, it's not about improvisation. Our set every time is different. We have the same tune, but every time is different set. So to decide the tune, how the way. For us, it's a little bit difficult.
Le problème de tous les artistes.
Yeah. One day to make a song, 1 year to be sure that it's finished.
It's a pathology. It's not a problem.
Yeah. You listen 3 years later, you're not sure that it was finished.
Exactly.
You're never sure that it will be finished. But at some point, you need to close. Yeah. It's important to
Eh ben, on attend vos prochaines tunes avec plaisir. Merci Romain, merci Nico, merci Sabrina.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci, salut à tout le monde.
Vous écoutiez Ardiwa, merci Ismo.
Ouais, avec plaisir, bonne soirée.
Ciao.
Merci beaucoup, ciao.
Once upon a time, on the misty hill of Black Tower Castle, mysterious creatures came out at night. Guided by deep bass vibrations.
We are back in Wild Mountain Place, coming to you from outer space.